Hey everyone, welcome back to The Aligned Alchemist, the place to be if you want to talk human design, business, mindset, and energy. Today's episode is on energy and it's all about clearing energy. I'm going to give you tips about streamlining your life, but also clearing out energy, old stories, and baggage. This episode is extremely powerful for a couple of reasons, not the least of which is it's going to release less than a few hours before the spring equinox. It is considered the return of the sun. It is the astrological new year, and it is for most people who are into energy, a time of fresh starts. I recorded this episode on the Pisces new moon, which was about a week ago. And Pisces is the last sign of the zodiac. So we're in this push and pull, or we've been in this push and pull for the last bit of while of endings in anticipation of new beginnings. And so the day that I recorded this podcast was the new moon in Pisces, new moon being a time of beginnings and Pisces being the last sign of the zodiac. So this podcast was recorded in that energy of endings and beginning, and it's being released literally as we are rounding the corner to the spring equinox, which is massive rebirth activation energy. We have a powerful eclipse coming up on April 8th, which is a once-in-a-lifetime eclipse. I will talk about that maybe on my YouTube channel or perhaps on a future episode, but in order to keep these podcasts evergreen, let's just say that this particular spring equinox is an even bigger deal this year. So today was actually a Sunday, and so I did my Sunday morning ritual, which is morning beverage or several beverages and a lot of books, preferably in the sun. I love to read books. I could read all day, and if I won the lottery tomorrow, all I would do is sit and read books in front of a fireplace or outside in the sun with tea. That is my happy place. And I have a huge stack of library books. I do not understand why I do this, but what I do is I will get 20 books from the library all at once. And then I'm kind of trying to read all of them at once. It doesn't really make any logical sense. And it's definitely a sickness and a practice I need to stop. But I was reading a bunch of different books and I randomly decided to grab a book that I'd already read called Trust Your Vibes by Sonia Coquette. Sonia Coquette is, I'll link it in the show notes. It's a great book. It's a simple read. It's a quick read. There are practices you can do using certain crystals, certain types of exercises, subliminals onto intuition and certain like dietary practices and all that, where you can open up your third eye and you can open up your intuition. I have read this book before and nothing in it was new to me, but sometimes it's good to go back to the basics. And true to the title of the book, Trust Your Vibes. You know, and it's a basic book about tapping into your sixth sense. And so I was reading this book and I believed in this principle of bibliomancy. Bibliomancy is this notion of where you just kind of grab a book, either it falls out of your closet or it falls out at a bookstore, or you just pick a page and you open it and you decide that from synchronicity perspective, that is what you are supposed to read that day. Knowing I was going to record this podcast today, I said, okay, so this isn't just for me. This is for all my listeners. It's about energy. You know, even like the fact that this podcast episode is the 11th episode, you know, that 11 is the foundation of this brand. If you've been hearing all the episodes, and 11 is a very, very powerful angel number, the most powerful number, which is why you do not reduce it to 2. And so the fact that this is the 11th episode is even quite a nod from spirit. I got a couple of tips I was reminded of this morning, and I'm going to share them with you because I think they'll be useful for you, especially at this time, although this episode has nothing to do with the fact that it's spring equinox as I speak. It's just a further emphasis on this clearing energy. And you might have heard these before, but I think that they're worth repeating, and they were for me. You know, the first thing is that why are we clearing energy in the first place? What is this notion of clearing energy? And basically, you're clearing energy because you want to get more in touch with your guides, because everything that's going on that's a distraction for you, either physical stuff or undone tasks or static on the line, is a barrier between you and your divine communication. And so the more you can strip away, the more you can get tuned in and tapped in, right? And so here are quick things that are simple and are practical, but I think can be done, and they're really powerful to actually do right now. And the first one is lighten up. You know, I don't know about you, but the past couple of weeks, I've had this need to go through everything I own and sell it or throw it away or get rid of it or just, I don't know. I did this. I went through everything and it's been a process of clearing out stuff. And I don't even have that much stuff. I moved cross country during the pandemic and I didn't buy much. And I'm a minimalist by nature, but everything holds energy. And so if it doesn't bring you joy, give it to somebody who will bring them joy or get rid of it. And it doesn't have to be rational. You know, I've got plants I want to get rid of. They're great plants. But then somebody on Facebook said they were looking for plants in a local group. And I was like, oh, I'm going to give these away. There's nothing wrong with the plants. I think I just want to get rid of them. So going through the things in your life, your physical things, they can be practical stuff, but you don't have to rationalize why you want to keep it or why it would still be useful. If it's for some reason has weird, sticky energy for you, clothes you don't like, clothes that don't represent you anymore, gifts from exes or gifts you were given from people that you don't really like, you're never going to use it, styles you've outgrown or makeup you're not going to wear, just get rid of it. Just get rid of it and clear the energy out of your life. Sell it, give it to Goodwill. And that's step one. The second thing is get outside and get grounded. Now, this is going to be a lot easier now than for most of us. It's not freezing as F outside. For most of us, if we tried to put our toes on the ground 2 weeks ago, we would have been sorry. And so getting outside, getting your feet on the earth, I'm sure you've heard of grounding. Even you can touch a tree, getting your hands on the ground if you garden. It's a great way to release negative and heavy energy into the earth. There's a lot of science behind grounding. I'm not going to get into that on this episode, but it has to do with like positive and negative electrons and basically just releasing negativity out of your body, and the earth can take it. The tree can take it. It's solid and it wants to take your stress. So that is another tip that you can do. And the third one is Epsom salt baths. So I'm sure you're familiar with the fact that salt clears energy, right? If you're a crystal owner or a crystal lover, you're going to clear my crystals with salt, not Epsom salt, which is just magnesium. You want to use sea salt or you want to use pink Himalayan salt, but Epsom salt, which is basically high impact magnesium, is what you often see in baths or foot soaks. And it really relaxes the body and it helps you get deeper sleep. It can help you get into your dreams, and your dreams are the lint drawer of your subconscious. You can get rid of a lot of stuff. And so that's another tip to physically clear energy. You're physically clearing your stuff. You're physically clearing energy from your body by grounding. You're taking salt baths. I'm not a big bath taker for some reason, but I want to get back to taking salt baths. I don't know why. I'm kind of just weird about it. It's not something I grew up doing, so I'm not super used to it. I've been doing a lot of foot baths, which are a little bit easier, but whatever speaks to you. Pisces is associated with water, and intuition is associated with water. That's why a lot of people get downloads in the shower. These days, I either go to a gym and I go to a sauna afterwards, a dry sauna, or I go to yoga classes in an infrared studio. And so I always take a quick rinse at the studio or at the gym and I'm out. And so I just realized I wasn't spending a lot of time in water. So think about that. If you're taking quick showers, you're not spending time in water, get in the bath. Get in an Epsom salt bath, sea salt bath, throw in some essential oils and just release energy from you. Make it a ritual, right? It can be a really powerful weekly ritual to just be like, you know what? I'm releasing the week from my aura. But I keep telling myself every Sunday I'm going to smudge all my crystals or put all my crystals in salt and just constantly clear energy. And so those are really quick tips that have to do with physical energy. And one quick thing before I'll get into the last tip is that, you know, everything is energy. That's why I talk about human design and business and quantum business is all about the energetic vibration you're giving out to people. Who you best respond to, who best responds to you, who you're interacting with. Law of attraction is energy. Working with your subconscious mind is energy. Even astrology is energy because it's the different vibrational energies that the planets are giving us and where our soul is ready to evolve. That's what astrology really is. A couple of months ago, I took a spoon bending class and from a pretty famous energy healer. And I'd never done that before. And if you're not familiar with spoon bending, it's when you have different techniques you use to visualize you bending the spoon and then you bend the spoon. And if you participated in spoon bending, you are aware of the fact that it's not you forcefully bending the spoon. You kind of decide the spoon's going to bend and then it just bends like butter. It's hard to describe on a podcast, but it is there to give your brain this notion of everything is just energy in physical form. So that is actually not a spoon. It's just a set of molecules that you can manipulate. And so if you can manipulate the spoon, you can manipulate energy, which is what law of attraction is. And that's what our thoughts are. But of all of the things that really got me during that class, it was the fact that the last exercise, so we had 10 exercises, and she had us bring all the spoons in a bag. And the first thing she had us do was take the first spoon and put it outside in a different room. But the spoon had already been touching the other spoons. And then we went through all the exercises. And then she said, now go grab the 10th spoon and bend it. The notion being that that spoon was entangled energetically with the other spoons. And so it was already capable of doing what the other spoons had done, even though we didn't go through any of the exercises. That blew my mind. You can know things, but seeing them in a physical way is a whole different thing. And so it just made me think about the entanglement of energy. And so I'm not always great about this, but remembering that whoever you interact with in a day or whatever happened, you're entangled in that energy. And so the more you can untangle that energy through clearing your crystals, because your crystals are absorbing energy in your space all the time, you don't realize it. And that means your body is also. I've had crystals that are dark colors and you can see the color fade. And when you actually cleanse them, you will see them get more vibrant. So if you think about that as your soul and your physical body, you're not actually seeing it, but maybe you're feeling sluggish. You can really get rid of that energy by grounding, by getting rid of physical stuff that is actually draining you, but you don't realize it. Old tasks that are draining you, which I'm the biggest culprit of, but getting them done, you feel so great. And baths. And now we're going to talk about a bonus tip, which isn't about physical energy, but it's about mental energy, which is just as important. And that is about rewriting your story. I don't know about you, but I'm feeling a lot of sticky energy to the past. As I'm closing out my current business and looking at what I'm going to do next, I am reconnecting with a lot of past colleagues and networking and doing all that kind of stuff. And while that's really great and most people want to help and it's great to reconnect with people from the past, it's also a real reminder when you've advanced and you're in a space of, how do I say this? Like realizing that none of this matters. It matters because we live on Earth and we want to have great lives and we need money to do that. We need to do all the things. But ultimately, we are all alchemists on this podcast. Whatever our title is, whatever we've done, it doesn't really represent who we are. We use it for credibility. I write my bio, all the things I've done. It's part of the marketing the podcast, but it's not who I am. And so you kind of sometimes can get sucked back into old stories. And even worse, you can get sucked into regrets, choice points, decisions you made, particularly when you took a non-conventional path. I've been feeling a lot of sticky energy about that. Maybe you are feeling sticky energy about past stories. Writing out your past story, writing out your story. In the first episode, I talked about Jupiter. Jupiter has a 12-year story. And in that book that I'd mentioned by Carolyn Casey, you know, she said, when you're having a Jupiter transit, do this. You write out the story of the last 12 years. And then you make peace with it. You use all the elements. You burn it. You cover the ashes with water to douse them, and then you scatter them into the wind. And eventually those will land on Earth and be absorbed by the Earth. Coming back to Taurus, the Earth, which we talked about in this first episode, it's using nature, you know, the seasons, to turn the wheel of your life, to turn to a new future, to turn to a new page, to start a new chapter, whatever cliche you want to insert here, you get what I'm saying. I hope that was helpful. And coming up, the next episode will be a whole series on the centers. I have a couple of episodes I am going to drop on my YouTube channel on 101 videos. Once those are up so that people on the podcast can reference them if they have no idea, I'm going to do a deep dive into some of the key centers in human design that I feel can really influence us in life and business as we're trying to rewrite our story, as we're trying to navigate forward from a body alignment point of view, when many of us may have written a story from our mind point of view and now we're trying a different way. That's what to expect from me. I hope that you enjoy this very powerful day. Turning of the wheel, we only get four of them. And if you're listening to this any other day, it doesn't really matter. All of the things that I share about clearing energy are things you can do 365 days a year. It's always a great day to start over. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next episode of the podcast.